Our guest is David Nichols, an authority on the Eisenhower presidency. He's written two previous books about the 34th president. His latest is Ike and McCarthy, Dwight Eisenhower's Secret Campaign Against Joseph McCarthy. Good morning, David Nichols.
Good morning, Jim.
Nice to hear your voice. Now, Senator McCarthy, he's remembered now as a reviled creature, but at the time when Eisenhower was elected in 1952, he was a powerhouse, wasn't he?
Well, he was indeed. You could argue that he was the most prestigious politician in the country due to his rather wild charges about communists in every department of government. In January of 1954, he had a Gallup poll rating of 50% positive, 29% negative. And so he was very popular and very prestigious.
And he did this through the power of his personality and his views, and some, of course, believe then and now that he was dangerously irresponsible, and one of those was Dwight David Eisenhower.
That's right. And the importance of this book is, for the first time, we can prove, and I use that word very carefully, that Dwight Eisenhower destroyed Joe McCarthy politically. Nobody has known that. Eisenhower has been accused, including by historians, people in my profession, for decades, of having a cowardly response to Joe McCarthy because he would not take him on in public. Ike wouldn't even use his name in public because he thought giving him presidential attention would give him more prestige. And so he went after him with a clandestine operation. It's complicated to explain on your show, but he did it. I don't think there's any question about it.
What can we learn about this covert operation that Eisenhower ran to discredit Joe McCarthy?
Well, it eventually came out from not being covert, but it's complicated in that Joe McCarthy started doing hearings on communists in the Army. He did that in August of 1953, started those hearings. And that's with a five-star general in the White House. And so, you know, that's Ike's Army he was going after. And Eisenhower didn't go after him right away. But about that time, G. David Shine, who had been an unpaid consultant with the McCarthy Committee, sent his draft notice that he would be inducted into the Army. And David Shine, to put it bluntly, was the boyfriend of Roy Cohn, McCarthy's chief counsel to his investigative subcommittee. And Cohn raised a fuss continually about trying to get Shine a special commission so he could stay with him and with the committee, to get weekends and nights off, raised this fuss, and finally talked McCarthy into starting hearings on the Army. And on January 21st, 1954, the Eisenhower chief advisors had a meeting where they learned about all this that had been going on. And so, to make a long story short, I'm glad to get deeper into it if you wish, Jim. But they hung a gay lover scandal around the neck of a prestigious United States senator in the president's own party in an election year. And that's about as tough politically as things get.
And Eisenhower was responsible?
Yes, indeed. He gave the orders. There's no question. He installed in the Pentagon Fred Seaton, who was a Nebraska publisher. We really, growing up in Manhattan, just down the road from Abilene in Kansas, where I grew up, Seaton eventually became Secretary of the Interior. But he became Ike's man in the Pentagon. And Seaton managed all this. Eventually, they took what they learned on January 21st and converted it into a report, which Seaton edited, and they released to the press on March 11th, 1954. And that, and all the books know it, and yet they ignore it, is that that report caused such a firestorm of controversy that the McCarthy Committee decided to hold televised hearings. And so the famous Army-McCarthy hearings continued for 2 months. Now, those hearings ostensibly were about the privileges sought for Private G. David Shine. But you and I now know that there's more behind that. This was, let me say, I have to be careful about how I talk about this, because this was a terribly homophobic period. Just the rumor that someone was gay could cost them their job. That's the way it was in the 50s. And so people didn't talk openly about what that relationship really was, but it was whispered. And as I say, it was the trigger for 2 months of hearings. And television cameras were not kind to Joe McCarthy. He was upside down in the polls by the time those hearings ended.
We have about 30 seconds before we go to a break, David. But Eisenhower is remembered as this genial fellow, but he was tough, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a tough guy behind the scenes. With Dwight Eisenhower, he would do this grandfatherly act in public. But if you crossed him, if you made him an enemy, he would try to get along as long as he could. But if he finally gave up, he could become lethal. And he did with Joe McCarthy.
And we're talking right now with David Nichols, prominent historian, leading authority on the Eisenhower presidency. His book, From Simon & Schuster, is out and about, and it's a major expose about the 34th president and his chief nemesis, Joe McCarthy, Ike and McCarthy, Dwight Eisenhower's secret campaign against Joseph McCarthy. Now, as we went to the break, David Nichols, you were saying that Eisenhower dumped some explosive allegations on Joe McCarthy. In today's climate, these might not have been received well. Will history judge Eisenhower differently based on your book?
Well, I certainly hope so. We have to always judge presidents in the context of their time. And you know, one thing we need to say about this, Jim, is there were spies. I mean, Joe McCarthy was not wrong on the issue in some regards. The Soviets had spies in the United States government, and that's been well documented. There's no evidence that Joe ever caught one. He rises to fame in 1950 when he makes a speech saying he has the names of 205 communists in the State Department. He did not have those names. And so that is the problem with Joe McCarthy. Having said that, the Eisenhower administration was pretty tough on searching for people, and pretty tough on homosexual people, too. So we can't let them off the hook in terms of modern standards on that at all.
Now, McCarthy's chief counsel, Roy Cohn, was also an influential mentor to the 45th president, Donald Trump.
That's right.
And there are those who are comparing McCarthy to Trump. What do you make of that?
Well, that's in the realm of punditry and speculation on my part. You know, I'm expert on the 50s, but there certainly is a connection. Roy Cohn resigned after McCarthy was disgraced by the Army McCarthy hearings. Cohn resigned in July of 1954, went back to New York, and eventually had a 13-year relationship with Donald Trump. And Cohn, I think there's sufficient evidence to relate to Trump some of the same techniques that McCarthy used to rise politically. And I don't know how deeply you wish to get into that.
Well, Cohn was a ruthless guy.
No question.
Very effective, too. And for somebody who enjoys that kind of rough and tumble business and political outlook, I guess Cohn would be a good guy to learn from.
Well, he shepherded Trump through the jungle of New York City politics and finance. He represented him in libel cases against journalists. He helped fashion a prenuptial agreement with one of his wives. He brokered some mafia-linked financing for Trump projects. He was not just an attorney, but a mentor to Donald Trump.
And died tragically.
Yes, died of AIDS in 1986. Cohn never admitted he was gay. It's a strange kind of thing. He never admitted it, but it was widely known that he was.
Well, it's a remarkable book that, after all these years, actually breaks new ground. And David Nichols, you know a lot about the 34th president, having written extensively about him before, as has the great Louisiana historian, the late Stephen Ambrose. But there are many layers of Dwight Eisenhower, aren't there?
Oh, yes. He's a very complicated man. I don't pretend to understand him altogether, yet he has many facets.
The book is Ike and McCarthy, fresh off the press from Simon & Schuster, from the well-known historian David Nichols, Dwight Eisenhower's secret campaign against Joseph McCarthy. We thank you for joining us today, David Nichols.
Honored to be with you, Jim.
Take care and congratulations on your book.
Thank you.